So we have got three lokas. One is the earth, circular earth, from geocentric point of view. And we find all these planets going around. This is the sun. And the other planets, you know, actually how they move is like this. From geocentric viewpoint, they're moving like this. Were you aware of this? See, the planets go around the sun in perfect elliptical orbits. But if we take Earth as the center, geocentric, geo is Earth, centric is centered, then all these planets are actually moving in the orbits like this. And when the planets come, is like this, it is direct. From here, when the planet goes till here, it is retrograde. Then again it becomes direct. That is why planets become retrograde. Of course, nobody is changing gears in heaven. I mean, you can't expect that the earth is going around the sun like this and suddenly God applied the reverse gear and it went back. No, it's not happening. All the planets are going in the forward motion, in one motion, excepting Venus, which is actually in the reverse direction. All planets are going in one direction, excepting Venus, which is in the opposite direction. And they are becoming retrograde only from a geocentric viewpoint. No, 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 I'm just talking any planet. Why does it become retrograde? How does it become retrograde?
No, but as I understand it, Venus rotates in the opposite direction.
Right? Yeah, the opposite direction of the opposite direction of the axis of the sun. Yeah. Not even about its axis.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. See, the point here that I'm talking about is why do planets become retrograde?
Yeah, yeah.
They become retrograde only from a geocentric viewpoint. Otherwise, they are not retrograde.
Yeah.
When we study retrogression of planets, it is important to understand this. Planets by nature are not retrograde. They become retrograde only when viewed from the center of the Earth. Let's take any planet. It's moving like this. If I were to say boldly, this is the way it's moved. Okay? From the Earth, I stand over here and I watch. When the planet is here, it's going forward. It goes forward, forward, forward like this. And suddenly at this point, I find that it is moving in the backward direction like this. Then again from here, it is again going in a forward direction like this. You see, I'm projecting this on a plane. Are you able to understand? So during this motion of the planet, it is actually retrograde. That is the reason why planets become retrograde. Now, having understood that retrogression is a phenomena which is seen only from the center of the Earth, that means retrogression will only throw up those issues which are geocentric or which are centered around yourself. They are not centered around the environment. When you are seeing the charts of the environment or mundane charts, when will rainfall occur, retrogression has got no meaning. Retrogression will have meaning only when we are talking of individual selves. The focus is on us. Geocentrism. Geo, Earth is the mother. Our mother. Everybody's mother. Okay. Now.
And what does this, we only asked this question, I don't think it's the appropriate time to ask you. What does this mean for us, the fact that that planet has actually gone retrograde?
Yes, this is an important point. When we say that a planet is retrograding at the time of my birth, that means two things have happened. One, it is no longer going in its regular motion. That means it is indicating something special about it. It's obvious that is something special. Which is the planet which is retrograde all the time? By definition,
Rahu.
Rahu by definition is retrograde all the time, and Rahu can be retrograde all the time only if we are considering mean nodes. Mathematically they are called mean nodes, but actually I do not know why true nodes are called true nodes. In reality they are not true nodes. Anyway, as far as mathematics is concerned, from the concept of Jyotish or Vedic astrology, we can only take mean nodes. because only mean nodes are retrograding all the time. So when a planet is going straight, from the point of view of the soul, it is behaving like the sun. When a planet is retrograding, going in the reverse direction, is behaving like Rahu. Like children copying parents, these planets also tend to copy one of the two, either the sun or Rahu. Okay, very nice point. When a planet is stationary, it is not falling either. It becomes totally independent. Totally independent results. He will not accept the sun as a leader. He will not aspect Rahu as a leader. That means he does not belong to the Sura or the Asura group. People born under such stationary planets will not accept groups. They don't accept any group. Aries, is that in the first house? How did I guess that? Sometime you got to ask me about Prashna. Okay. So, Prashna is excellent. Stationary direct. Stationary becoming direct or stationary becoming retrograde? That's important. There is nothing called stationary direct.